Continuing with the next simon, the next chapter in the Shulchan Aruch, Din Mishal Bodak Boel Yudalad. It'd be almost impossible for us to forget to do the Bedikah since we've spent so much time learning about its procedure, exactly what's necessary and how it's supposed to be done. But for everyone else, Lo Bodak Boel Yudalad, Yivdok Miyom Yudalad, Be'ezo Shash Sheyizkar Mehayom. If a person did not, for whatever reason, do the Bedikah, did not search all of their property on the evening, they still have the obligation to make sure to do the Bedikah during the day. Now, it is possible that this could include if, let's say, you own a lot of property and you forget a certain area, one of your many luxury homes that you forgot about, just crush your mind. So you have to go and check that area even during the day, the next day. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'achar HaBedika, after a person does the search, Yevatel im adayin lo higiyah shas shishis. If it's not yet the sixth hour in the day, it's not midday, then you, in addition to the Bedika, in broad daylight, you should also be mevatel your chametz. The achar kach, we mentioned that after the sixth hour, once it's already Erev Pesach, it's already reached the sixth hour, which is the time of the Karban Pesach, which is the connection of why we do not eat chametz from that point forward. Ein biyado levatel. You no longer have the ability to nullify the chametz. All you have the ability to do is the bedika and the biur, the actual searching for it, and subsequently it's destroying it afterwards. Fine. So it continues in the Mechaber. He says that what happens, okay, the night came and went, and now the day came and went. And lo bada kol yom yodal. You didn't check during the day either. And you're sitting at your Seder, and you realize, you know, I forgot to check such and such a room, such and such a house. Yivdok besocha Pesach. You're supposed to actually do the Bedika on Pesach itself. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that going to with regard to this particular halacha, Yafil Kvar Bitel, even if you already did the Bitel Chametz prior to this, you did nullified all the Chametz which is in your possession, but you did not do the Bedika, now it's Pesach. He says, Yafilu Bi Yom Tov Atzmo Bodek, on Yom Tov itself, while everyone else is searching for the Afikom, and there you are searching for your Chametz. Afal Bi She'enu Yachol Sarfa Bi Yom Tov, person is not allowed to, if they would find Chametz on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn it. You call Malkum Yuchel Lichvos Olav Kli Ad Motzi Yom Tov. You should cover it up with something, and this way, for a couple of reasons. This way, you're not going to eat it, and you'll make sure you'll know exactly where it is. And after Yom Tov comes, then you'll have a nice little bonfire and do beer chametz at that point. But it's interesting that if a person, for whatever reason, forgot to do the Bedikah, you're supposed to actually do it on Yom Tov. Not everyone holds like this. It's brought down in the Shaar HaTzion that there are many people that have this opinion, that a person should actually do the Bedikah on Yom Tov itself, including, for example, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, Tosfos, the Smag, that says, the Av Bi Yom Tov Asmo Bodek, and they support themselves based on the Lashon of the Rif and the Rush. Many very powerful, respectful authorities. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh Cholkin, some disagree, V'sovrin di b'yom tov lo yivdok. That on Yom Tov, that's not a time to do the Bedika, because after all, what are you going to do with it? Okay, maybe you can cover it with a Kli, but other than that, you can't do anything with it, you can't burn it, so don't search on Yom Tov for any potential chametz. Rak b'chol shemoit. Rather, you can only do so on Chol Moed. And this is in supports the opinions of the Bach that says that you're not allowed to on Yom Tov do a Bedika, as well as the Ritz Geus in his Sefer Me'ah Sha'arim, as well as the Chedush HaRitva, the Rabbeinu Manoach, in his explanation on the Rambam, as well as the Sefer HaManhig. They all hold that a person should not do a Bedika on Yom Tov. We'll discuss the next opinion of the Pre-Chadash, who seems to be a little bit of a compromises between these two opinions. And he says as follows, De'imu bitel chametzo kodem ha-Pesach. If a person did not yet nullify their chametz before Pesach, which means not only did you not do the Bedikah, but you didn't do bittel either. Esher shiyibdok af biyamtov. Maybe, says the Pre-Chadash, that's the one time a person should search for the for your chametz, even on Yom Tov. V'im kvar bitel, but if at least you did the bitel chametz, which at that point is no longer considered to be yours, even if it's sitting right in front of you, but you don't have ownership over it, you haven't violated the verses of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, because you don't own it, because you nullified it, it's like afra da'ar, it's like dirt, dust on the ground. Bevada l'yivdok rak b'chol moed. Says the Pre-Chadash, you don't have to do the search at this point. Wait until Chol HaMoed, and then when you find something, then you'll be able to burn it right then and there. Mishlo bada kodem zmani suro umeis. He says, what happens if, for example, the bedika comes, and then Rachman al-Son, God forbid, person passes away? So what's the big deal? The person's not going to have to do a bedika. He's not alive. But the point is, how about their yorshin? How about an inheritor, person's heirs? Now you have accepted ownership of all of the nice property, nice home, cars, chametz. What do you do now? So this can kind of now open it up, making it a little bit more practical, that in fact this is a possibility that a person could in fact own chametz on Yom Tov or on Erev Pesach, because maybe this tragedy could have happened during the Erev Pesach that evening when the Bedika was supposed to be done. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that in the event that the heirs, the Yorshim, will have this right of owning everything, including the Chametz, and their courtyards, the property, Pshita, he says, it's very obvious, the Avru Bebal Yirah, that a person who will inherit this violates owning chametz, usrich and medina livdok levara, and therefore they would have an obligation now to accept upon themselves to do the bedika and to destroy the chametz therein. Bimlo asukain the avar haPesach. Let's say Pesach came and went. So then, what's the big deal? All right, so I didn't eat the chametz, but there's an issue of asur kedin chametz shavul haPesach. That chametz which is in that house, which was never sold, that was never destroyed. There's a din of chametz shavuol of a Pesach that you're not allowed to partake of such food, even though it's no longer Pesach, because it belonged to a Jewish person during Pesach and it wasn't destroyed or sold. So therefore, because of this, a person really in that event would have to sell their chametz, sell that chametz as well, or to burn it and search for it. We're going to conclude with this last sentence in the Mechaber, and he says, okay, so Yom Tov, you may have checked for it, maybe you'll hold it to Pre-Chadash, that it depends if you did a bittel or not. What happens, ask the Mechaber, that lo badak besoch haPesach, that you did not search, you did not get rid of the chametz on Pesach, yibdok lachar Pesach, even though Pesach came and went, you still have the obligation to do a bedika while everyone else is enjoying themselves on the beach. You still have to be searching for your chametz. Because that chametz, which potentially is there, is not allowed to be used. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. But if a person would have to do a bedika after Pesach, because they never did it before, you would not say a bracha, you would not make the bracha of al bir chametz, because Pesach did leave. However, in the event, says the Ber Hetev, that if a person would be doing a bedika, even during Chol HaMoed, even in the middle of Pesach, a bracha would be recited. Only in the event when Pesach is over would a bracha not be recited.